Daf 49. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah. Shalemah v'alecholim. This is the final daf.
49.
Today's class will be for the Refu'ah. Shalemah v'alecholim. Yichlalam chem dam rachum hachanim shan. Alam rachum hachanim nifkasar. Banu meir shalom ha'asara. Yifah v'divar v'rkab v'lechol v'rkab v'lechol 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 Okay, we left off at the bottom of the page, towards the first few long lines on Memchera Mubet 48b. It's a little bit of a long daf, but very, very interesting daf. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash. We're four lines from the into the long lines on Memchera Mubet 48b. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash, Batal HaShamir. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we said this worm was destroyed. What is this worm? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Shamir, Shebo Banash Lomad Beit HaMikdash. He built the Beit HaMikdash with this worm. Rabbi Yehuda says it was unshaped, meaning it was done by this Shamir that was created in Mishesh Nimei Bereshit from the 6 days of creation. It came and it carved and made the Beit HaMikdash. Amar lo Rabbi Nechemya, v'chi efshar lomar ken, can you say that a worm did that? V'halo kvar ne'emar, the pasuk says, kol ele avanim ikarot, migurarot, Bamgira, it says all of these are expensive, avanim, and they are shaped with a magira, which is a utensil. How can you say it's with a worm? So the Gemara says, even ken, matam ulamar lo nishma v'abayt bivanoto. They said it wasn't a noise that you heard inside the house of the Beit HaMikdash. Shayam matkin v'bachutz u'machnis v'ifnim. Ah, because he would fix on the outside, and he would bring it in on the inside. Amar Rebbe, nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda v'avnei mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he makes sense with the building of the Mikdash, that it was by the Shamir. And Rabbi Nechemya sounds right when you're talking about Shlomo's house. Right? So with Shlomo's house, it wasn't the Shamir, but the Beit HaMikdash, it was the Shamir. Rabbi Nechemya, Shamir Lemayata. Okay, so according to Rabbi Nechemya, what does he need the Shamir for? He needs it for the following baraita. Avanim halalu en kotvin otan bidyo. The stones on the choshen, we wouldn't write them with dio, with ink. Mishum shenemar pituchei chotam. It says it has to be engraved. Ve'en mesartin alehem ve'izmel. Mishum shenemar bimilu otam. And you're not allowed to carve them out and chisel them because it says it has to be full. So how can you do it? Ela kotev alehem bidyo. They would write with dio, with ink. And they would show this choshen to the shamir. They would show him from the shamir on the outside, from the worm from the outside, and it would crack on its own in the position that it should be done. Like a fig that cracks in the time of the summer, and it's not missing anything, it's still in its full form. Or like this piece of wood that cracks in the winter time and it's still not missing anything. Tanu Rabbanan, Shamir ze biriyato kiseura. This worm is the size of a barley. Umishesh demei bereshit nivra. It was created in the 6 days of creation. Ve'en kol davar kashe yachol la'amod b'fanav. Nothing can stand in front of it. V'me meshamrin oto. What do they keep it in? Korchin oto b'sfogin shel tzemer u'manichin oto b'itne shel avar. They would take it and place it in sponges and they put it in a box made of lead. Mele'as sube seorin, which is filled with barley shells. This is where they would save it. They would place it. Amar Rabbi Yami, Mishacharav Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Paranda Uzchuchit Levana. Once the Beit HaMikdash, the first one, was destroyed, silk, there ended up not being any silk in the world, and also Zechuchit Levana, which is an expensive type of glass, was Batel. Tanin HaMeyach, we have a baraita just like this, Mishacharav Mikdash Rishon, Batla Shira Paranda Uzchuchit Levana, Berechev Barzel, it adds in also, these metal chariots were also Batel. Some say even this congealed wine that came from a place called Snir, also there, which was similar to like these igulei de vela, these dried out figs, even there became batel. So something I guess that was a chashuv type of wine. We said in the Mishnah even this type of A nofet sufim. What's nofet sufim? So my nofet sufim. Amar Rav, solet shetzafal gavei nafa v'domei le'isa shenilusha b'dvash v'shemen. It's a fine flour that floats at the top of a sifter, and it's similar to dough that was kneaded with honey and oil. Ve'levi amar. Levi says shtei kikaron nidbakot v'tanur v'tofchot u'ba'od ad shemagiot zolazo. No, he says it's two pieces of dough that you put them in the oven together, they rise and rise and rise until they come close together, and now they look like they're attached to one another. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, Zed Devash Abba Min Tzifia. He says, no, what is Nofet Sufim? It's talking about the honey that came from a place named Tzifia. My Mashma, where do you see that from? Kizmetargem Rav Sheshet, like Rav Sheshet explained, Kema de Natzan de Baryata v'Shaitan Berumei Alma. This fly that flies up high in the higher parts of the world. Umatian Dusha Me'isve Tura. And he goes and brings honey from the bushes on the mountains. So that's how he defines that it's referring to honey. Tanan Hatam, it's over there in the Mishnah. Kola is in Makhshirin. Kola Nitzok Tahor Chutz Midavash Zifim Atzapichim. Anything that you pour. This is a very difficult concept, but anyway, anything that's poured, akola nitzok, is considered tahor, it's pure, chutz midvash hazivim v'tzapichim, except for thick honey and like wax type of thing. Those are, right, those are things that, you know, they extend back in. It's kind of like, when someone drinks water and it backwashes. So nitzok is when it has a pore and has a connection from the top to the bottom. So in this case, he's saying these type of things wouldn't be tahor, because these things, when it pours down in, it has this thickness that it will connect all the way back, like a wax or a thick oil type of thing, and extend all the way back. Okay? My zifim, what does it mean, zifim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, dvashim is zifim bo, fake type of honey. No, it's from the name of the place. From Zif. Okay, just like this, it says, David came and said to Shaul, who are the Zifim? My Zifim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Adam and Zifim divrehen. People who make stuff up. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Al Shem Mekoman. He says, no, it's from the name of the place. It says from the name of Zif, and that's where they're from. Upasku and Shemana, we said also the men who had faith also that became batel. Amar b'Yitzchak, elu b'nei Adam, she'ein ma'aminin ba'akadosh baruch hu. These are the people that do not believe in Hashem. The Tanya, the writer says, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, kol mi she'yesh lo pat v'salo. Anybody who has bread in his basket. Ve'omer, ma ochal ha'machar, what am I going to eat tomorrow? He's worried about his parnasah. Eino el miktanei amanah, he's somebody with small belief system. Small emunah, he says. You have to trust in Hashem, that Hashem will take care of you. You're doing your effort, he'll take care of you. V'haynu da'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dechti, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says, ki mi vaz liyom ketanot, mi garam la tzadikim shitbazbez shulchanan la tilavo, who caused the tzadikim, the waste, the reward in the world to come? Katnut sha'ya behen, shelo heminu ba'akadosh baruch hu. Their low level of belief, because that low level of belief, it caused them to lose out on reward in the world to come, chas v'shalom. Rava amar, Rava says, elu ktanei b'nei rish'ei Yisrael, says, no, these are the children of the wicked people of Am Yisrael, flipping the Amud. Shemivazbezin din aviyen latid lavo. They are mivazbez. They're din of their father in the future. What does that mean? Rashi says, Korein din aviyem. They rip the judgment of their father. They save the father. Omrim lefanav. They say in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Allah, Master of the world, Me'achar she'ata atid li paria mehen. You're going to pay back against my father, against this person's father, the Rasha. You're going to pay back against this wicked child's father. Or the wicked father, right? So why? Lama hiketa shinehem bam. Why are you hurting their teeth? Meaning, why are you hurting their children? Why are you causing their children? Why are you causing them to have to mourn over their children? Let them just get punished. Why are you killing the children? Amar Rabbi Ila bar Yivrechi. Now we're going to have a bunch of statements in the name of Rabbi Ila. Il malet tefilato shel David hayu kol Yisrael mochari revav. If it wasn't for the tefilah of David, all of Am Yisrael would be selling fat. Disgusting things. We wouldn't be selling jewelry. We'd be selling fat. Shenemar shita Adonai mora lahem. He played, this is mastery of Hashem. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, ten lahem marut lautan aniim, give ruling to those poor people. Osher sheyu hagoim nohagin bayin kavod, v'yedu hagoim sheyesh anosh ve'enam el lahut. Let them understand that they're not God. So David taught them that with this tefillah. V'amar Rabbi Yila bar Yivrechia, il malet tefillato shel Chavakuk, if it wasn't for the tefillah of the Navi Chavakuk, we'd have two Talmidei Chachamim come under one Talit learning Torah. Why is that bad? meaning they would be so poor they'd only have one talit to cover them, so they'd both be under one talit. What does it mean by kerev shanim? Don't read it as kerev shanim in the midst of your years, rather a keruv shanayim, with the closeness of two people, meaning if it wasn't for his tefillah, they would have been having to have poor talmidei chachamim, two of them sit under a talit together. If you have two talmidei chachamim who are walking on the way, and they're not speaking words of Torah, they should be burned in fire. Who is this talking about? I believe this is talking about Eliyahu and Elisha. So it says, Ta'ama di'ika dibur. They stayed alive. Why? Because they were speaking words of Torah. Haleka dibur ayin lisafref. If they didn't have words of Torah, they should be burned. V'amar bi'la bariv rechia. Shnei tamidei chachamim adarin ba'ir echad. We have two tamidei chachamim who live in one city. Ve'ein nochin zeh lazeh b'halacha. And they're not okay with one another in halacha. They don't get along with one another. Echad med ve'echad goleh. One will die and one will go to exile. Chas v'shalom. Shne'emar lanu shama rotzeach asher yirtzach et re'o b'vli da'at. When someone kills someone by accident, so it says he runs there, he killed him. Bivli da'at. And ve'ein da'at ela Torah. And over here, da'at is referring to Torah. So ne'emar nidmu amim ibli da'at. So over here, it's referring to Torah. Amar v'yudah v'reder v'chiyah. Kol tamil chacham ha'osek v'torah mitoch ha'dachak, ha'dchak. Any tamil chacham who learns Torah through difficulty, it's hard for him. Tefilato nishmat, Hashem will listen to his tefilot. So ne'emar ki am b'tzion yeshev v'yerushalayim, b'chol lo tifkeh, don't cry. Chanon nechnecha lekol za'akecha, Hashem will be gracious and listen to your cry outs. Keshomato anach, and he will answer you, he'll hear you. Uchtiv batrei, and then it says, v'natan adonai lachem lechem tzar umayim lachatz. So Hashem will give you this dry bread, and meaning through your difficulty, Hashem will answer you, your tefilot. Rabbi Abao Amir, masbi'in oto miziv shechina. He says, no, Hashem will support him from the ziv, from the light of the shechina. Shneimar va'yu einecha ro'ot et morecha. Your eyes saw your teacher. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina Omer, af en pargod nin al mifanav. Even the wall of Shekhinah will not be locked in front of him. Shneimar v'lo yikanef od morecha. Hashem will not hide before him anymore. Person who learns Torah through difficulty. Then we said Rashbag Omer mishum Rabbi Shua miyom shechrav Beit Hamikdash. The day that Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, there was ain day. There was no time that was every single day had klala, had curse. Every day's curse was worse than the next day. It was worse than the day before, sorry. In the morning, they say, who will give us nighttime? In the nighttime, they say, who will give us morning? So, hey, Boker, which morning are they talking about? Maybe it's talking about tomorrow morning. That can't be. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow morning? You don't know what's going to be. So you can't say that. It's talking about the past morning. This morning, this past morning. So why does the world keep going? Why does the world keep going? What's the purpose of the world? What does the world stand on? And this is a very important Gemara, what the world stands on. On Kedusha of the Sidra, which Rashi explains, it's talking about Kedusha uvalitzion, that they establish for everyone to learn Torah every day. So we say Kedusha uvalitzion, so that everyone all together will still continue in having some Torah in their day. So we say Kedusha, that's very important. And Yehesh Shemer Abba Agadita, after they would give Agadita, we're about to finish, we're going to do a Siyum, we're going to say Kaddish together. That Kaddish with Yehesh Shemer Abba, that Kaddish is a Kaddish that the world stands on. Anytime you finish a Shiur, it's good to do Kaddish after. These two things are what keeps the world going, keeps the world standing. Very important. Shneimar Eretz Efata Kemo'ofel Talmavir Lo Sedarim. It says because there was no Sedarim, there was no order, so then it's like darkness. But if you have an order, if you do Kaddish, if you do Kedusha Sidra, then it's no darkness. All of the fruit, the taste went away. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Tahora bitla tam v'reach. The purity took away taste and smell. Maaser, not giving maaser, bitel shomen dagan, took away the nutrition of the grains. Rav Huna ashkach tumarta dechinenuta. Rav Huna, he found a very fat, juicy date. Shakla karcha b'sudare. He went and put it and wrapped it in his sudar, in his turban, in his clothes. Ata Rava Bere, his son came. Amarle morchina recha dechinunita. He says, wow, I smell a very nice smell. So amarle beni tahora yishbecha. If you still smell it, he says, that means you have tahora, you have purity. So he said, I'm going to give it to you. Yahavani ale, he gave it to him. This is a very precious date that he found. Adachi ata Abba Bere. Then Rabba's son, Abba, came. Shakla Yahavan Yale. So Rabba gave it to his son. So imagine you gave the most precious thing in the world to your child, and then his child comes along and he just gives it to him. It's not like an inheritance thing, he just gives it over to him. It's like the father's, the grandfather's like, what's going on here? You made my heart happy, but you broke my teeth. Rashi explains, I gave it to you because I love you, and then you took what I gave to you because I love you, and you just gave it to your child. So you showed me that you don't love me as much as you love your child. And that's really the truth. No child loves their father as much as they love their own child. Right? Sorry. This is what people say. This is a comment and phrase that people say. Rachame da'aba abene. The love a father has for his children, is for his children. And the love that the child has is not the same for his father, it's for his children as well. Meaning, father loves his children and the child loves his children. But the child doesn't love the father as much as the father loves the child. Okay? Very important. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itapel bebe Rav Yaakov bar Berate. Rav Acha took care of his grandchild, his daughter's son. So what happened? Ki gadal amar leishken maya. When the grandson got older, he told the grandson, can you pour me some water? The grandfather told him, amar le lav berachana, I'm not your son. I don't have to kibbut avayim to you, is what he said to him. Chutzpah. So, avahayne damar inashe, rabbi bar berachana. This is what some people say, a common phrase, is you raised me, but I'm not your son. I don't owe you kibbut avayim. I don't think that's a proper way to have responded, but this is what he wanted to teach us halakha. Halakha is, a grandchild is not obligated in kibbut avayim to the father, to the grandfather. It still has to honor and respect him, but not to the same level. He has to show it to the father. Okay, new Mishnah, last Mishnah. Vapumus shel Aspasianus gazur atarot chatanim v'al arirus. In this army of Aspasianus, they made decrees on the crowns of chatanim and weddings. We're going to see what this is in the Gemara. Vapumus shel mititus gazur atarot kalot v'shelo yilamed adam v'beno yivanit. In the army of Titus, they decreed on the crowns of kalot, and you should not teach your child Greek. But Pumos Acharon, and in the last army, which Rashi explains, talking about the Beit HaMikdash being destroyed, which was also by Titus, Gazru Shalot Tetze Hakalaban Piryon Betocha Ir. They made a decree that they used to bring out the girl on this big chair, like kind of in honor her at the time of her wedding, to kind of show her big kavod. They stopped that. Verabotenu Itiro Tetze Hakalaban Piryon Betocha Ir. But the Chachamim still permitted that. We're going to explain in the Gemara. Mishamed Rabbi Meir, now we're going to go through all of the rabbis that died. What did the world lose out on? Mishamed Rabbi Meir, Batlu Moshele Meshalim. When Rabbi Meir died, we lost out on all of the mashals, the beautiful parables. Mishamed Ben Azai, Batlu Ashaknanim. When Ben Azai died, we lost on the people who were always learning. Mishamed Ben Zoma, Batlu Adarshanim. When Ben Zoma died, we lost on the people always making derashot. Mishamed Rabbi Akiva, Batal Kvoda Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, we lost the Kvoda Torah. Rashi explains, what's Kvoda Torah? He was Doresh every single quotes, every single letter, every single dot in line in the whole Torah. Rashi, look at Rashi. Shaya noten li bully Doresh kol kotz v'kotz shel kol ot. Every single letter that had any line and extra tag and everything, he was Doresh every single letter in the Torah. And every part of every letter. That was Rabbi Akiva, we lost that. Mishamed Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Batlu Anshe Maaseh. When he died, we lost out on miracles. Mishamed Rabbi Yossi Katnata Paskua Chasidim. We lost out on Chasidim. V'lama nekra shemo Katnata. Why do we call him Katnata? Like Katan, like a child. Shaya Katnata shel Chasidim. He was the last one of the Chasidim, of the pious people. Mishamed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Batal Ziva Chochma. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, who was a great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we lost out on the light of the Chochma, the light of the wisdom. What is the Ziva Chochma? Anybody know? Ziva Chochma? So I'll tell you what Rashi says. Ze lo yadana maihi. Rashi says, I didn't know what this was. So if Rashi didn't know, I don't think we know either. Mishomed Rabban Gamliel Azaken, Rabban Gamliel died. Batal Kvoda Torah. The Kvoda Torah also stopped. Hold on. We just said when Rabbi Akiva died, the Kvoda Torah stopped. What's this now? So Rashi explains, no, this is a different type of Kvoda Torah. When Rabban Gamliel died, they used to learn standing. They used to be such strength that they would do shiur and learning standing. Then when Rabban Gamliel died, everyone started learning sitting. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Umeta tahora uprishud. Then we lost out on purity, and prishud was separation from things, from things even you should do, being strict on oneself to be separate. Mishamet Rabbi Ishmael ben Pavi batal ziva keuna. When Rabbi Ishmael died, we lost out on the ziva keuna. What does this mean? He was a kohen. He was a very wealthy kohen, and he would always bring people into his house and have huge meals with them. But when he died, we lost out on all of that. There's no more, you know, kohanim who are extremely wealthy who bring in everyone into their home. We lost out on the ziva keuna. Mishamet Rabbi batla anavav yiratchet. When Rabbi died, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, we lost out on humility and fear of sin. These we lost. The Gemara is going to go through everything. So the different girsaot, if this is the beginning of the Gemara or not, but anyway, we'll read it. Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbi Pinchas ben Ya'ir Omer, he says, Mishacharab Beit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Boshu Chaverim b'nei Chorin v'chafu Rosham. These Chaverim and the free men, the noblemen, they all got embarrassed. I mean, Daldilu Anshei Ma'aseh, the people with miracles, they all became diminished. The Gavru Ba'alei Zeroa u'Ba'alei Lashon, those people who have Ga'ava, they became stronger in the world. Nobody's asking. Who do we rely on Hashem? Nobody asks. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, Sheru Chakimaya Lemeves Kisifraya. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all of the Chachamim became young teachers. They became worse. And the young teachers became Chazanim, even worse. The Chazanya Ke'amara Da'ara. And the Chazanim became Amei Haaretz. People who are not knowledgeable. All of our Chazanim. I don't think it's 100% true, but I think it became diminished. And even the people who are Amei Haaretz, Azla v'dildela, they became even worse. Nobody is asking, who do we rely on? Who do we lean on our Father in Heaven? Flipping the last Amud. Now we're going to talk about how do you know when the Mashiach is coming. What's the time of Mashiach? The Gemara is going to explain what are the signs to show us when Mashiach is coming. Chutzpah yisged. There's going to be a lot more chutzpah in the world. A lot of disrespect in the world.
Yes.
That's number one sign. We are there. V'yoker ya'amir. A lot of appreciation. Everything's going to appreciate. We're there. Hagefen titen piryah v'ayayin v'yoker. You know, the grapes will give its fruit and the wine will be extremely expensive. Everything will appreciate. We're also there. Umalchut, I guess I would take that as like, what is the common business today? Whatever it is, it is appreciated exponentially. Umalchut ta'afech leminu, the kingship will become heretics. Everyone will start doing things that are crazy against the Torah. And we have that too. Ve'en tochacha, no one will accept the rebuke. We have that also. Beitvad yelaznut, the chachamim, the group of chachamim that would meet, they would go and start doing promiscuous activity. They would go and sleep with other women. We're seeing this also, chasur shalom. Galil Yecherav, the place of Galil with the Talmidei Chachamim will become destroyed. Gavlan Yishom, this Gavlan will become desolate. Anshei Gavul Yisavu Meir La'ir V'lo Yechanenu. The people who are going around on the borders from city to city to collect money, and nobody will care. Nobody will care to give the charity. V'Chochmat Safrim Yistisrach, the wisdom of the Sofrim who writes Sifrei Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzot, it will become stinky. It will become very bad. Fear of sin will become disgusting. Nobody will want to have fear of sin. We see that. And the truth will be missing. Every single sign is here. You think we didn't stop. We keep going. Children will make fun of and embarrass adults. The elders. Elders will start standing for the children, for the younger children, and give them respect. Ben minavel av, a child will start disgracing the father. You'll see such big chutzpah. Bat kama be'ima, a daughter to her mother. And this is the sign. Kala v'chamota, daughter-in-law even to her mother-in-law. This is the full sign. Oyvei ish anshei beito. Then it says, the enemies of a person's house, enemies of a person or his own home. His own people and his family, his own house, those are the people who are his enemies. Pnei ador ke pnei kelev. And the face of the generation will become like a dog. Face of a dog. People will start doing things, you don't understand. Are you a male? Are you a female? I don't know, let me decide on my own. You'll start doing things like a dog. You decide which gender you are. We're here, this is the time. Haben eno mitbayesh me'aviv. And a son is not embarrassed from his father. He stands up to his father. Chas v'shalom, what happened here? This is the time of Mashiach. We're almost there, Bezat Hashem. What can we rely on? The only thing we have left is our Father in Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's finish the Gemara. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shel melech gofri. We were talking about in the Mishnah these crowns that they were batel. What is it talking about? Only if it's made of, you know, this melech like a crystal or salt, and sulfur. Aval shel hadas v'shel vered mutaber. If it was made from myrtle or roses, that would be permitted. Ushmuel amar av shel hadas v'shel vered asur. He says even those are forbidden. Shel kanim v'shel chilad mutar. If it was reeds or like a bulrush, those would be permitted. V'levi amar av shel kanim v'shel chilad asur. Even those are forbidden. V'chen tane Levi. Levi also taught me mandite in the Braita. Av shel kanim v'shel chilad asur. Even those are forbidden. V'ala erus. We said even on marriage. My erus. What is erus? Amar Rabbi Elazar, tabla dechad puma. It's a drum with one mouth. Rabba Bar Avuna avad lelibrei tanbura. He made for his son this type of drum. Ata avua tabrei. His father came. Ravuna came and broke it. Amar li mechalef tabla dechad puma. They made a decree not to make these anymore. So he says, azil aved le puma dechatzba u puma dekeviza. He went and made a drum that is like shaped like a jug or has like an opening like a barrel and therefore it wouldn't fall into this category and you would be allowed to use that type of drum. But Pulmos shel Titus gazur atarot kalod, they made a gezerah on the crown of the women. Maya atarot kalod, what is it talking about? Amar Rabbi Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ir shel zahav, they would make a crown out of gold with a crown with engraved design of a city on it. Tanei Lameach, we have a brighter just like this. Ezu atarot kalod, ir shel zahav, a city of gold. But they would make a hat made of wool. So it became lower. It went from golden and now they made it only a hat out of wool. Tana af al chupat chatanim gazru. Even for the chupat chatanim, they made a gezerah, the decree. My chupat chatanim, what does that mean? Zehorit hamuzavot. It's talking about these golden clothing. They used to wear, Jack, you like this. They used to wear these golden clothing. And now they stopped it. No more. Tanei Namiachi, we have a writer just like this. Eluen chubat chatanim zehorin amuzavot. It's talking about the golden clothing. Aval oseh papirit v'toleh bakol masher yitzeh. But you can make these like wooden type clothing, and you can hang on it whatever you want. You can make it out of wood, and you can add onto it whatever you want. V'shelo yilamed beno yivanit. You shouldn't teach your son Greek. Why not? So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan kesheratu malchei beit chashmonai zeh az kesheratu malchei beit chashmonai zeh az. When the Beit Chashmonai started fighting with one another, Hayah Hurkanus mi bachutz v'asristobelus mi bifnim. Hurkanus was on the outside of the wall, and Aristobelus was on the inside. B'chol yom ha-yom ha-mishalshin dinarin bekupa mo'alin lahen temidin. Every day they would lower out money, and they, from the outside they would rile up animals to bring sacrifice to the Beit HaMikdash. There was one elder on the outside, and he told them, he understood Greek, he told them on the outside, he taught them in Greek, he said to them, Amar lahem, all the meantime that you give them these sacrifices and they're serving Hashem, you're not going to be able to conquer them. Stop giving them their sacrifices. The next day, they brought down this money, and they sent up a pig instead of a real sacrifice. When it got up to half of the wall, it stuck his nails in the wall, this pig, and Eretz Yisrael started shaking, 400 parsa, it's an exaggeration, but it started shaking like crazy. At that moment they said, curses a person who raises pigs, and curses a person who teaches his son the wisdom of Greek. On that moment they taught, they got this omer from a faraway place, and the shtei alechem also from a valley of Ein Socher. So the Gemara says, "Ini, is this so? You're not allowed to teach your child the wisdom of Greek?" Why do we speak Aramaic? Why do they speak Aramaic in Israel? Speak either Hebrew or Greek. You see that they would speak Greek. Why Aramaic in Bavel? Either speak Hebrew or speak Persian. So what do you see? They would speak Greek in Israel. So the Gemara explains, Lashon Yevanit Lachud, V'chokhman Yevanit Lachud. No, speaking Greek is fine. The wisdom of Greek is a different thing that they said not to teach. Greek philosophy. V'chokhman Yevanit Mi Asira, is that really forbidden? What does the pasuk mean? There were 1,000 children in the house of my father, Rabban Gamliel. 500 learned Torah. 500 learned the philosophy and the wisdom behind Greek. And only me and my cousin, only we were left over. What do you see? They learned Greek philosophy. So the Gemara says, Shane Shabir Ramban Gamliel de Krovina Machutav. No, they're different. They were close to the government. They needed to learn the philosophy. The Tanya, the writer says, Misaper komi hare ze midarkei amori. A person is not supposed to get a non-Jewish type of haircut where they like shave the sides and they just leave the middle. This is a type of the emorim. So he says, Avtolos ben Reuven itiru lesaper komi. For this one person, they allowed him, Shehu karuv lemalchut. Why? Because he was close to the government. Shabed Rabban Gamliel, he itiru len chokhmei evanin, Rabban Shekarovin lemalchut. And for Rabban Gamliel, they permitted because for the Greek philosophy because he was close to the government. Let's just finish the masechet. They said that a girl should not go out on these big chair for a wedding. Because it wasn't modest, so they canceled that. When Rabban Yochanan died, the wisdom stopped. Rabbi Eliezer died, the Sefer Torah was put in Gniza. When Rabbi Yeshua died, all of the advice and machshava and thoughts, all were batel. When Rabbi Akiva died, the holders of the Torah and the mayanot, the waters of the wisdom, all of it was closed up. The crowns of wisdom stopped. The crown of a chacham is wisdom, which is his wealth. Mishmer Rabbi Chanina ben Dosan batlu anshei maaseh. Their miracles all stopped when he died. Mishmer Abi Yossi ben Kitnuta batlu chasidim. The chasidim stopped. The pious people. V'lami nikra shemo Abi Yossi ben Kitnuta shayu miktane amana miktane chasidim, because he was the last one of the pious people. That's why they called him the child. Mishmer ben Azai batlu ashaktanim. When Ben Azai died, there was no more people learning Torah all the time. Mishmer ben Zoma batlu adarshani. There was no more people giving drashot the right way. Mishamed Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Allah Govai Rabu Tzaro. When Rashbag died, locusts came and many, many sufferings came. Mishamed Rabbi Huchpelu Tzaro. When Rabbi died, the suffering doubled. And this is the last line. Mishamed Rabbi Batlan Avavi Ratchev. When Rabbi died, humility and fear of sin stopped in the world. Listen to this. Amar Le Rav Yosef Latana. Rav Yosef says to the Tana, Lo Titnei Anavad Yikana. Don't say there's no more humility because I'm still here. Rav Yosef says this. How can he say that? If you're humble, how can you say, don't say, there's no more... So there's a bunch of explanations on this Gemara. Some say that it was a different person named Anna. Different explanations. One explanation I like to explain is, how can you say, don't say there's no more humility in the world, I'm still humble. How can you say that about yourself? And the answer is, because if a person really gets to a level of true humility, they understand that they're nobody and they can recognize that they're humble. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, he writes in the Torah that he is the most humble person in the world. How can he write that about himself? Because he recognized that he's nothing in front of Hashem, he's nobody, so he can understand that he's humble. So to he. Amar Rav Nachman Latana, Lo titnei yiratche de'ikana. And Rav Nachman says, don't teach, there's no more fear of sin, because I'm still here as well. You can say the same exact explanation. There's some versions that read this bottom part of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, so I'm going to read it very quickly. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Zehirut mevi'ah lidei zerizut. Being careful brings you to zerizut. Zerizut mevi'ah lidei nekiyut, that brings you to cleanliness. Nekiyut mevi'ah lidei tahora, that brings you to purity. Utahara mevi'ah lidei perishut, that brings you to separation. Uprishut mevi'ah lidei kedusha, that brings you to holiness. Ukdusha mevi'ah lidei anava, that brings you to humility. Ve'anava mevi'ah lidei yirat chet, that brings you to fear of sin. Ve'yirat chet mevi'ah lidei chasidut, that brings you to piety. V'chasidut mevi'ah lidei ruach hakodesh, that gives you ruach hakodesh. Uruach hakodesh mevi'ah lidei tchiyat hametim, that brings us to the resurrection of the dead. Utchiyat hametim ba'al yedei Eliyahu Navi zechulatov, and that will come with Eliyahu Navi b'zat Hashem. V'mirah v'yameinu v'yavo v'yigaleinu ken yiratzon. Amen. Nachon, you want to learn that more in depth? You learn all the book of Mesilat Yesharim, you learn it all in depth. We'll do Hadran Alach and then we'll say Kaddish. Hadran Alach, Masechet Todah v'Adar Chalan, Da'at Alach, Masechet Todah v'Adar Chalan. La'ad Yine Shem Minach, Masechet Todah v'Adar Chalan, La'ad Yine Shem Minach, Masechet Todah v'Adar Hajan alach masachet shodav adar chalan, daatan alach masachet shodav adar tachalan. La din nashem minach masachet shodav la din nashem minan. La ba'am hadev la ba'am daate. Hajan alach masachet shodav adar chalan, daatan alach masachet shodav adar tachalan. La din nashem minach masachet shodav la din nashem minan. La ba'am hadev la ba'am daate. Yiratzon milfanech al ma'alaminu velavetenu. Shtei Torah tachav manatenu ma'amazev tiel umanu la'mabah. Chanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achai bar papa, Abba Mari bar papa, Rafan bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Surcha bar papa, Arada bar papa. ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים, אנו עמלים והם עמלים, אנו עמלים מקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר, אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו נצרים לחיים עולם הבא והם רצים לדברי השחר. We run to עולם הבא and the goyim are running nowhere. Okay? שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידים לדברי השחר, לדברי השחר אנשי דמים ומאי לא יחדשו ימיהם, אני אבטח בך. ירצנו לבנך אדוני אלוהי כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת סוטה, thank you for helping us finish the מסכת סוטה, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים, we should be able to finish many more, ולסיימם ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים מכל דברי תמות הרדך והאהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים, ותמידי חכמים, המודלי וזרי, שלא תמוש מפי, התורה מפי, ומפי זרי, ומפי זרי, זרי, עד עולם, ותקיים בי בזכך תנחה אותך, ושוכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצוך הייתי שכך. Anybody who finished the Masechta, you can say Kaddish all together. Adonai Oz Lamo Yiten, Adonai Yevarech Et Amo Vashalom, Yigadar Yigadar Shemer Rabba, Damadihu Adid Akadata, Ula Chaya Metaya, Ula Saka Yaton Lechaye Alma, Ul Mibna Karta Yerushalem, Ul Shaklala Hechale Vigaba, Ul Meitar Palchana Nufra'a Min Ar'a, La Atava Palchana Dishmaya, La Atre Vyavnir Kucha Vrehu Malchute Vikare, Vyetzma Kurkane Vikare Meshire, Lechaye Echon, Ul Yom Echon, Ul Chaye Lechot Beit Israel,
Then you can bring it there, just wait for everyone to come out. Mazel tov.